家或者呢都是多啲嘅忧虑多过呢嚟到感谢神。
You know, and whether you're a follower, a believer of Jesus Christ or not, all of us, both Christians and non-Christians, all are not immune to these situations, these challenges in life.
无论我哋系基督徒或者唔系基督徒，我哋系信徒也好，唔系信徒也好，我哋个个人咧都系面临呢一啲咁样嘅难处，我哋系唔能够避免嘅。
But I hope by the time I'm done sharing God's word, that all of you would see and understand and be able to give thanks to God in spite of the challenges that you might face in your family, in your life, in your work, and in your own spiritual walk with the Lord.
我希望我哋今日喺分享呢一段经文之后，我希望大家我哋都能够喺神嘅面前，无论我哋遇到乜嘢嘅难处都好，我哋都能够继续嘅嚟到与神同行。
And I first want to start by saying this, that Christians, followers of Jesus Christ, they are to always give thanks to God in all circumstances, in all things, regardless of how bad or how good it is, especially when it's really bad, we are to give thanks to God.
所以我哋喺开始嘅时候，我想讲就系话，基督徒无论我哋系好嘅时候好，唔好嘅时候好，我哋都系应该嚟到感谢神。
Now, why is this? Why is it that we are always supposed to give thanks to God in our challenges and in our good times and in our challenges?
点解我哋喺遇到呢一啲咁嘅挑战嘅时候，我哋要嚟到感谢神呢？
Well, Romans chapter 12 verse 1 tells us.
在罗马书第十二章第一节就话俾我哋听。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
第一节嗰度话，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
So the reason why we can give thanks to God always is because of the mercies of God.
所以呢，我们可以能够时时来到感谢神的原因呢，就是呢，神自己的怜悯。
Now you might be wondering, what do you mean mercies of God?
那你就会来到怀疑到底什么叫做神的怜悯呢？
Well, in order to understand that, you would have to look from Romans chapter 1 all the way to chapter 11.
如果你想知道这个的意思，你就要从罗马书第一章一路读到第十一章。
But because of time, and because I don't want to take away from our baptizees, I know I don't want to go way overboard and over time, and I will just summarize.
但因为时间的问题，我们不可以讲晒，所以呢，我只是给一个的很简单的总结给你们。
Because most of you know I love to talk.
你们或许都知道我很喜欢讲嘢。
So,But the mercies of God is this. It is encompassing chapters 1 to 11 that talks about the magnificent work of God through Jesus Christ.
神的怜悯就是呢，罗马书第一章至第十一章所讲的主耶稣基督所成就的事情。
I have four that I want to share.
我要同大家来到分享四点。
One, the mercy of GodThrough divine and eternal election.
第一就是神的神性和永远的拣选。
Two, the mercy of God, the mercies of God in justification.
第二就是神在我们成圣之中的怜悯。
Justification, that is being declared sinless, blameless, and holy on the basis of Jesus Christ's life.Death and resurrection.
对不起啊，是轻易的怜悯。这个轻易就是说我们的救赎是藉着主耶稣的受死来到给过我们，叫我们在神的面前来到轻易。
The mercies of God in our sanctification, the work of the Holy Spirit, making you, making me more and more into the image of Christ every day.
第三就是这个的成圣的怜悯，就是藉着圣灵在我们的心里面，日日使我们更加的来到有一个圣洁的生活。
And last but not least, the mercies of God demonstrated in our glorification.
最后亦都唔系最少嘅，就系话咧，神喺我哋嘅生命当中嚟到帮助我哋，嚟到荣耀佢嘅名。
Now, what exactly does that? How does that really look like in somebody's life?
咁喺呢一度，我哋点样嚟到可以嚟到连接起我哋一个人嘅生命咧？
Well, let me use my own life as an example, and later you will hear wonderful testimonies of those who are being baptized.
或者我用我自己个人嘅经验嚟到讲俾大家听，迟啲咁多你就会听到嗰啲受洗嘅弟兄姊妹佢哋所讲嘅见证。
One, so the mercy of divine eternal election, His God's unconditional divine and eternal election.
第一就系神圣的拣选。
No, when God chooses us, God does not choose us based on our merits, based on who we are, based on our accomplishments, based on how successful we are.
当神拣选我哋嘅时候，唔系咧根据我哋所行所做嘅，亦都唔系根据我哋有几好。
We did absolutely nothing that would merit or cause God to say, ah.I gotta save that person because that person is special. Because he or she did this one thing, therefore that person deserves to be saved.
所以我哋唔係話神睇見我哋呢個人佢做咗好多嘅好事，所以我就揀選佢，乃係咧完全係根據神嘅呢一個嘅信實。
But God, out of His divine sovereignty, His unconditional love, His all-knowing power,He chooses and He elects according to His characteristics.
神是藉着祂自己的神性的拣选来到拣选我们来到在祂的面前来到蒙恩。
And I look in my life, my parents, they grew up in the farmland. My grandparents were farmers and their parents were farmers.
当我看看我自己的家庭的时候，我发现到我爸爸妈妈他们都是做农夫的，我的祖父祖母都是做农夫的，我的曾祖父曾祖母都是做农夫的。
My family, we all grew up poor, and we even lived on government aid for a while when we came to America.
当我们来到美国的时候，我们都是很穷困，我们要靠政府给我们的津贴来到过活。
And I will very well likely carry on that tradition of poverty.
或者我都会继续嘅嚟到，好似佢哋咁样咧，系咁穷困。
So I will ask myself, why did God choose me?
所以我就问我自己啦，点解神要拣选我咧
？And I don't know.
我唔知道。
And that is why God is a merciful God.
所以神系一位有怜悯嘅神。
Because I did absolutely nothing to deserve His love.There's nothing about me, there's nothing about my last name, there's nothing about myself that would deserve or merit God's love for me.
因为我没有做到什么的事情，或者我都没有任何的好处来到在神面前得到神给我的这个的恩典。
And second,
第二,
the mercies of God in justification.
就是神在我们成, 我们称义上面的怜悯。
The choice of salvation.
是救恩的拣选。
And this is really interesting because, and if you really think about this, if it wasn't because of God who first chose you, there is absolutely no way that you would choose God.
当你想下的时候，神是没理由要拣选我们的，也都不是我们拣选神。
There is absolutely no way you would choose salvation,or choose to love God, or choose to worship God.
我们完全是没可能来到拣选这个救恩和来到敬拜神。
I mean, if you think about this, you work, I mean, who wants to wake up Sunday morning, you know, after working Monday to Friday, and, you know, hanging out Saturday, you know, and stuff like that. Who wants to wake up on Sunday morning to get dressed up and come to church and worship?
你想想我哋禮拜五、禮拜一都係好忙要做工，我哋禮拜六或者出去玩好夜咁啊，禮拜日一早就要起身嚟到參加崇拜。
And if you think about it, after you work 8-10 hours a day, you come home, do you really want to pray and spend time with God and open up your Bible and read on your own will?
又再想下，当你做完八个钟头的工作回到家的时候好累，你还会不会来到你自己的意志来告诉你听你要祈祷要读圣经呢？
For a pretty girl or a pretty boy, you might do that. Never mind. But the point is, realistically, you know, even in my own life, before I knew God, all I cared about was living in this world.
当我是仲是十蚊仔的时候，我就想到我最紧要的就是在这个世界上来到生活。
Loving God never crossed my mind.
从来呢爱神从来都没有在我的脑海当中的。
Earning street cred or recognition, is all I cared about.
我所挂心的就是呢使到被人认识我。
So if it was dependent on me to choose to worship God, it would never happen.
如果是靠着我自己来到拣选来到敬拜神呢，那就一定不会发生。
So that is why it is important that we understand that it is God and His mercy that enables us to see how desperate we are and how sinful we are and how much we need God in our life. That is the only time we can say, God, I choose you.
所以呢，我们很紧要的就是说呢，我们要来到神的面前，来到说我们要拣选你，是神拣选我们。
So therefore, when God opens our eyes and opens our hearts to see how desperate we are for God, we respond to His salvation. And when we respond to Him, Jesus Christ, His blood cleanses us and we are made and we are declared righteous, holy, blameless, and pure. Why? Because Christ took our sins and He bore it on the cross.
So when we come to God's face, we come to...承认神是来到用祂自己的恩典来到给我们来到清义的时候呢，就是我们得到神。
That is the mercy of God in justification and salvation.
这个就是神在我们清义的过程里面所给我们的恩典怜悯。
God has also demonstrated His mercy in our sanctification.
神亦都是藉着祂的圣圣的怜悯在我们的身上来到表现出来。
God graciously gives us His Holy Spirit to teach us, to guide us, to make us more and more into the likeness of Christ.
神是藉着祂自己的圣灵来到使到我们更加的来到跟从引导我们 给我们能够更加的像祂。
And it is through the work of God that brings us out of our rebelliousness against God.
亦都是藉着神的恩典使到我们从这个反叛的地步当中来到出来。
And it is through the work of the Holy Spirit that takes us out of our stagnant, our lukewarm faith.
亦都是藉着圣灵是将我们从我们的停滞不前同埋我们这个不冷不热的信心上面来到请带我们出来。
So often in my life as a Christian, I find myself kind of coasting and not really growing, not really stumbling, but just kind of coasting along. And I know that it's wrong. And then for some reason, the next day I wake up, for some reason it hits me. It just, you know, like God with a hammer hit me over the head and says, no, you need to do more devotions. You need to pray more. You need to read more. You need to be more excited about ministry and so on. And see, that is the work of God in me. It's not because I'm going to force myself to do this. I'm going to do this. No, it is God who works first in us to get out of that stagnant life of a Christian that some of us might be in.
当我发觉我自己是停滞不前，又或者是不冷不热的时候，我就好像自己在这里一路这样过这些日子的时候，但是神来到用祂自己的圣灵来到引导我们，给我能够呢是可以来到更加的来到跟从祂。
And God in His mercies also gave me repentance and faith and new life from the bondage of sin to Christ.
神亦都是藉着祂自己的怜悯来到给我们有救恩和 从我们的罪恶的捆绑当中来到释放我们。
And last but not least, and there's more that God is constantly doing in my life.
最后，亦都唔系最少嘅，就系神喺我身上所做嘅工作。
God in His mercies gave me a pathway in my own life, a direction, and that direction eventually led me here.
神喺佢嘅怜悯嘅底下，俾我行一条路，呢一条路就最终带领我嚟到呢一个地方。
And it's not because of my awesome resume or my sense of humor or my good looks or anything like that.
唔係因為我嘅履歷有幾好，唔係因為我嘅我生得幾靚仔，所以我先嚟到呢度。
But it's because solely, it is only because of God's mercy demonstrated in my life.
呢個完全係神自己嘅憐憫喺我身上嗰度嚟到彰顯出嚟。
So my first application is this.
所以我第一个应用就是这样。
You know, all I'm saying is that God is the source of everything. You know, through our Savior Jesus Christ.
神是我们所有的源头，所有的事的源头是藉着主耶稣基督来到给过我们的。
If having experienced the mercy, if you have experienced the mercy of divine election, if you have experienced the mercy of justification and salvation, if you have experienced the mercies of sanctification, if you have experienced the mercies of glorification, if you have experienced the mercies of God in taking you in a direction, a path in your life that you have no idea how you got there, but God got you there and He's getting you through. You know how good God is.
所以如果我们不是神的怜悯在我们的神拣选我们，不是神的怜悯来到给我们来到清义，不是神的怜悯来到给我们来到有成圣，那我们就是完全这些都是神的拣选。
So you ought to always give thanks to God in spite of your circumstances and your challenge. Why? Because God saved you from the greatest challenge in your life, and that is your own sin.
所以无论我们在什么的时候，我们面对什么的挑战，我们都是应该时时的来到感谢神。
Not only did God save you from your own sins, but God saved you from death and destruction.
神不单止拯救我们脱离罪恶，神更加脱离罪恶，神更加来到拯救我们来到脱离死亡。
And He paid for it on, or He paid for it with Jesus Christ.
神是以主耶稣基督作为我们的代价。
So therefore, that is the perfect demonstration of ultimate greatest love.
这个就是神最终和最大的爱来到彰显出来。
So it is no wonder that we ought to give thanks to God.
这个是不怪得我们需要来到将感恩来到给个神。
So I hope that you are compelled, based on what God has done for you, to live and to give thanks to God.
所以我希望大家是被这个的大爱来到催逼，使到我们能够来到向神感恩。
But if you're not compelled by God, I mean, if you're not compelled to give thanks knowing what God has done for you, I think there's two reasons. One, maybe your value system is all wrong.
如果你觉得没感恩的话，我想呢实在是有两个的原因。为什么？第一就是呢，可能你的价值观是错了。
Maybe you value getting a job more important than your eternal salvation.
或者你觉得我得到一份工比较我得到永生更加重要。
Maybe you value getting physically healed more important than your eternal salvation.
或者你会觉得我这个身体得到医治比得到永生更加重要。
Maybe you value getting that boy or that girl that you like more important than your eternal salvation.
或者你觉得你的男朋友女朋友你欢喜的比这个永远的救恩更加重要。
But I say that all that stuff comes second to the greatest problem that God fixed for all of us, who believe, and that is the problem of the problem of sin and the solution of salvation.
但係呢啲都係其次嘅，最緊要嘅就係神所帶俾我哋解決罪惡嘅問題。
The second reason why I think if you hear this and you're not compelled to give thanks to God is probably because you don't have a divine presence in your life.
第二點，你覺得神都係冇催逼你嚟到咁樣做嘅時候，你可能就係咧，你冇喺你嘅心裏邊感覺到神呢一個嘅同在。
So I want to encourage you. I know and I believe that all of you are here for a reason. That God brought you here for a reason.
我相信大家嚟到呢度都係有一個原因嘅。
And God wants to tell you that He loves you and He is a God of mercy and He has done so much for you.
神都係話俾你聽，佢對你有憐憫，佢為你做咗好大嘅事情。
And that if you submit your life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, you too can experience the great, immeasurable mercies of God in your life.
只要你將你自己嘅主權交託俾神，以佢作為你嘅主嘅時候，咁你就可以經驗到呢一個嘅憐憫。
And that you can truly find joy in a world full of hurt and suffering.
咁你就可以喺呢一個充滿咗憂傷、痛苦嘅世界裏邊揾到有喜樂。
So as we continue, we because of what God has done in us, therefore the response of those who are the recipients of God's work is to be a living sacrifice.
因為神為我哋做咗咁多，所以我哋咧嘅反應就係我哋嘅回應就係話我哋應該作為一個活祭。
So when we think of sacrifice, we think of killing animals and then offering it up to the gods.
當我哋諗到獻祭嘅時候，我哋就會諗到將一啲嘅祭牲嚟到殺咗嚟到咧奉獻俾神。
Well, that is generally the practice, and that's how it was also practiced in the Old Testament.
呢個就係一般嘅做法，亦都係舊約嘅時候嘅做法。
Both pagans and the Jewish tradition practiced sacrificial had sacrificial systems.
無論係嗰啲拜偶像嘅人，或者係嗰啲猶太人，佢哋都係嚟到做呢一個咁樣嘅獻祭。
But nowhere, unlike the pagans, nowhere in the Old Testament will you find God say that He wants a body sacrifice.
但係唔係好似嗰啲嘅拜偶像嘅人，神從來冇喺聖經嗰度講過話咧，要將我哋嘅身體嚟到獻祭嘅。
The only exception is when you find the story with Abraham and Isaac.
其中唯一一個嘅例外就係咧，你見到亞伯拉罕獻以撒嘅時候。
However, God stopped Abraham before he actually went through with sacrificing his son.
但係當亞伯拉罕準備獻以撒嘅時候，神係嚟到禁止。
So nowhere do you find that God participated in human sacrifice.
所以我哋冇見到神係喺將人獻祭嘅事情上邊嚟到有參與。
Now, in the world of practicing sacrifices, there's good sacrifices and there's bad sacrifices.
當我哋獻祭嘅時候咧，有啲係獻係好嘅祭，有啲係唔好嘅祭。
And in the same way, when we're talking about living sacrifices, there's also good living sacrifices and there's bad living sacrifices.
同樣，我哋講到話，我哋獻呢個活祭嘅時候，我哋都有好嘅活祭同埋唔好嘅活祭。
So if you guys have your Bibles, please turn to Romans chapter 1.
所以如果你有聖經嘅話，請你打開羅馬書第一章。
Because of time, originally I wanted to read about 10 verses. I think we're just gonna skip to... we'll read the whole thing. It'll be fun. Okay. Richard, you ready? I'll read a verse and then read a verse. Okay. Romans chapter 1, verses 21 to 31. Now,
羅馬書第一章第21節到第31節。
Now keep in mind, this is speaking of the human nature conformed to this world.
請你大家留意，呢度所講嘅就係人嚟到效法呢一個世界。
Verse 21, For although they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks to Him, but they became futile in their thinking and their foolish hearts were darkened.
第二十一节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Claiming to be wise, they became fools.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
And exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
Therefore God gave them up in their lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves.
所以神任凭他们凭着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷辱自己的身体。
Because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie and worship and serve the creatures rather than the Creator who is blessed forever. Amen.
他们将神的真实变为虚谎，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永远。阿门。
For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for the women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature.
因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人要把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error.
男人也是如此，弃了女人顺性的用处，欲火攻心，彼此贪恋，男和男行可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受者妄为当得的报应。
And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, and God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done.
他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事。
They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness.They are gossips.
装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨。
Slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents.
又是谄伪的、背后说人的、怨恨神的。冒慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的、
foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless、
无知的、背约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
See, when God asks for a living sacrifice, He's asking for your life. And He's asking that when you give your life as a sacrifice, you do not want to give a, excuse my language,crappy sacrifice.
当神叫我们来到献上给神的时候，神不是叫我们献那些不好的给神。
Just like in the Old Testament, they would never give a sick or a defective animal to offer up to God.
但好像在旧约的时候，他们从来不会将一只生病的或者是残疾的祭牲来到献祭。
Why? Because they love God, because they fear God, because they are told by God and they are obedient to God to offer up good sacrifices.
为什么呢？因为他们爱神，因为他们敬畏神，所以因为他们呢是来到听从神的说话，将好的来到献给神。
So it is true also when God says that He wants us as a living sacrifice to also be good.
所以同样神叫我们将我们作为一个活祭献上的时候，这个同样是要好的。
So what is the opposite of good?
好的反面是什么呢？
Romans chapter 1 verses 21 to 31 give us a good image of what a person looks like when they are conformed to this world.
罗马书第一章第21节到第31节就给我们一个人的写照，就是当他是来到效法这个世界的时候。
And the most evident aspect of somebody who is conformed to this world, God is absent in their life.
当一个人佢效法呢个世界嘅时候，神喺佢嘅生命里边系唔喺度嘅。
So what are when we think of sacrifice, physical bodies, God wants our physical bodies as a living sacrifice. We have to ask the question, why?
当我哋讲到献祭嘅时候，神要我哋将我哋嘅身体当作活祭嚟到献上，点解呢？
Why would God want our bodies? If you think about it, why would God want our bodies?
点解神要我哋将身体嚟到献上呢？
Some of us, we snore.
有啲人我哋呢系嚟到打瞌睡。
Some of us, we have disgusting farts.
有啲人我哋肠胃唔舒服。
And really bad odor.
有啲人我哋有唔好嘅气味。
Some of us have bad hearts and failing organs.
有啲我哋个心脏唔好，或者我哋有啲器官都系坏咗。
Some of us have had broken bones.
有啲有断骨。
Some of us pour so much money into cosmetic stuff that we pour expensive lotions and put thick layers of makeup on.
有啲人佢哋用好多钱嚟到买嗰啲嘅化妆品嚟到咧啊搽喺佢哋嘅身体上边。
Some of us are weak and old.
有啲人佢哋系好软弱，同埋咧都系年老。
Why would God want our bodies?
点解神要我哋嘅身体呢？
And last, I want to bring this up because this is dear to some of our brothers and sisters in church, and that is.
最后我想嚟到同大家思想一下。因为呢啲系同我哋教会系有关系嘅。
Some of us have cancer.
有啲都系有癌症。
And our bodies are weak and it's slowly dying.
我哋嘅身体系好软弱，同埋我哋都系一日接近死亡。
And you might wonder, why does God want our bodies?
咁你就会谂下，点解神要我哋嘅身体呢？
If God is the God of the universe, if He is so great,why does he want something so weak and temporary and fragile?
And 如果神是这个宇宙的神，他是这么伟大的神，为什么他要一个这么脆弱的身体呢？
Two reasons.
有两个原因。
One, because God ransomed your life.
第一就是因为神是救赎了我们的生命。
God bought your life with the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross.
神是用主耶稣基督在十字架所流的血来到买赎我们。
So therefore he owns you.
所以他是我们是属于他的。
So everything we do, it must be with the approval of God.
所以我们无论做什么都要得到神的批准。
Because he is the master over our life.
因为他是我们生命的主。
And this is significant because if you think about it,your body, your eyes, your mouth, your nose, your hands, your legs, everything you do, the parts of your body can easily be used to be done for evil.
当我们想想的时候，我们的眼、我们的耳、我们的口、我们的手呢，都可以是来到做那些凶恶的事。
But when God says he ransomed your life and he owns your life, he owns everything.What you see, what you watch, what you say, what you do, everything you do now in your life as a Christian, as a new life in Christ, it is done upon the approval and permission of God.
当我们想想的时候，我们所做的一切都需要得到神的批准，我们才可以做。
So I warn you and I encourage you that if you are a new life in Christ,Do you really give God the keys to everything you do?
所以我是来到勉励大家，如果是你有这个新生命的时候，你有没有将这个的锁匙，生命的锁匙交给神呢？
What you say outside of church, what you watch in the movie theaters, what you click on with your finger, you know, where you go with your legs, what you touch with your hands.
当你眼所睇嘅，你嘅口所讲嘅，你嘅手所摸到嘅，你去到睇戏嘅时候
，Are they approved by God？
系咪神所批准嘅咧
？Because God owns you，
因为神系拥有你 呢个生命。
He bought your life with His Son Jesus Christ.
但系用佢自己嘅儿子耶稣基督嚟到买赎我哋嘅生命。
And the second reason why God wants our body is because, and this is very, very significant, is because your body is your connection to this world.
第二个原因就系因为我哋嘅身体就系我哋同呢个世界接触嘅接触点。
God wants to use your life regardless of how old or how young or how good looking or how ungood looking or how weak, how broken, how fragile. No matter what body you have, God wants to use it to bring glory to Himself by caring, by using you to care for people, by using you to share God's love to people, by using you to love the broken, the sick, the poor, the needy, the widows, to use your body to teach, to encourage people, to exhort people in a fallen and broken world.
所以无论我们的情况是怎样，神都要用我们来到教导，来到给爱心给这个这个世界。
So even if you have cancer, even if you're dying slowly, God wants to use you to glorify Himself.
就算我们是身体有癌症，或者我们是就嚟要接近死亡，但系神都愿意我哋嚟到用我哋嘅身体嚟到荣耀佢。
That no one who belongs to God is useless.
冇一个属于神嘅人系冇用嘅。
So a good sacrifice is one that is being transformed and renewed in our mind every day.
所以好嘅献祭就系我哋嘅心意更新而变化。
And when you are renewed in your mind every day, you know what the will of God is for your life.
当我们是心意，每日我们的心意更新的时候，我们就知道什么是神的旨意。
And when you know what the will of God is for your life, you can live your life for the will and glory of God.
当你知道神的旨意的时候，你就可以在这个世界里面来到活出神的意思来到荣耀神。
So, on a side note, read your Bibles.
所以我希望来到大家来到读圣经。
Why? Because when you read your Bible, you are renewing your mind every day. And when you renew your mind, you know the will of God. And when you know the will of God, you can live for the glory and will of God. You see what I mean? It's this process, and it starts with first God working in you. Then now you lean in God's word to know His will, to be renewed and to go and to live for the glory of God. Because God ransomed your life and He wants to use your life to spread His love to this fallen and perverse world.
所以当我们明白神的我们的心意更新的时候，我们就可以明白神的旨意，我们就可以呢来到在这个世界那里来到来到向这个世界来到传福音。
So as I get to my last point and as I close, I can expound more and more on verses 4 to 8. But I just want to say that your individual new life in Christ also has corporate implications.
我可以用好多再用多啲时间嚟到讲第四节到第五节，但系我想因为时间嘅关系，我只系同大家嚟到思想到我哋个人。是跟这个整体是有关系的。
So in verse 5, I just want to read Romans chapter 12 verse 5. It says, So we through many are one body in Christ and individual members of another.
我们读罗马书第十二章第五节，我们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络作肢体也是如此。
The NIV has it translated as belonging to one another.
在这个国际译新译本嘅嗰度咧，就系话我哋系属于神嘅。
And I think that's actually a very good translation. If you think about this, when you belong to Christ, you don't just belong to Christ, but you now belong to every believer in the body of Christ.
呢个系一个好好嘅翻译，因为我哋属于神，我哋唔系净系属于神，我哋系属于所有 神嘅所有神嘅儿女。
So you have a responsibility to care for one another.
所以我哋就有呢一个责任嚟到彼此关顾。
And the God who gives us salvation, the God who does the great work in us, the God that sees us to our pathway, He is also the God that gives us our gifts.
所以呢一位神，佢带领我哋，佢俾我哋有食物嘅时候，呢一个神就系将呢一个嘅咁好嘅恩赐嚟到俾过我哋。
Some of us have the gift of prophecy. Some of us have the gift of serving people. Some of us have the gift in teaching. Some of us have the gift in exhortation. Some of us have the gift in computer programming. Some of us have the gift of injecting needles in people. Not the bad kind of needle. So.
我哋有好多唔同嘅恩赐，有啲人佢哋喺电脑上边有好好嘅恩赐，有啲人佢哋咧都系好识得同人哋打针，唔系打嗰啲唔好嘅针吓。
Some of us have the gift of having mercy and compassion for people。
亦都有啲人佢哋咧系好有呢一个嘅嚟到怜悯人嘅心。
God gives us these things so that we can love and care for one another。
神俾我哋呢嘅恩赐就系要我哋嚟到。爱每一个人，同埋嚟到关心每一个人。
Because we are not only an individual believer in Christ, but we belong to the corporate, the global body of Christ.
因为我哋唔单止系个人系属于神，我哋亦都系属于整体，就系呢一个嘅教会，世界普世嘅教会。
So I encourage you, if you are a good, particularly good in something, use it to glorify God.
所以我是鼓励大家，如果你在某一方面是好好的话，你应该是用它来到荣耀神。
Because you belong to God.
因为你是属于神。
So as I close, I remind you, or I will read verses 1 to you again.
当我结束的时候，我将来到提醒大家，再同大家来到读第十二章第一节。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living sacrifices, or sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Let us close in prayer.
我哋祈祷。
Lord, we thank you for your wonderful mercies.
主啊，我哋感谢你，因为你俾我哋有咁奇妙嘅怜悯。
For some of us here who have never experienced your mercies.
或者在座当中有啲人，佢哋从来都未经历到你自己嘅怜悯。
May you open their eyes and open their hearts.To taste and know how wonderful you are.
求你开他们的眼睛，开他们的心，来到给他们知道你有这么一位这么奇妙的神。
May they experience the goodness of salvation that comes through Jesus Christ alone.
也都给他们能够经验到这个从耶稣基督来的救恩。
For us here who struggle with giving all of our life to the Lordship of Jesus Christ.
在我们当中或许有些人他们是来到将我们整个人来到奉献给神的事情上面有挣扎的。
May your wonderful mercies and the work of God find us to surrender. May it cause us to give up our life wholeheartedly to the living and doing of your will here on earth.
同你都是帮助我们能够将我们的身体来到完全献给你来到遵行你自己的旨意。
So Lord, as we go, may you teach us to love people, to love more, well, to love you first, and then to love people.
求主教导我们能够先爱你，然后可以去爱别人。
And I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We shall sing our response hymn.